be a good day. That's a day gonna be a good, good day.
How are you feeling today, Monday? Feeling the gerundive ing, like laughing and singing and dancing. All those put you on to LSD. Roberta, have you had your LSD trip yet today?
Oh, yes, Doug. For the last 2 hours, I've been tripping along with you.
There you go. Roberta.
Tripping along with you, Doug.
But she's been tripping along for 3 hours.
I've been here all morning.
All right. He's doing a good job in the LSD department. Laughing, singing, and dancing. Not a lot of that today because of the Whitney Houston thing, the way she's being memorialized and scandalized and euthanized and whatever the words. She was euthanized, in a sense.
She did.
She did it
to herself.
Most likely fell asleep in a tub and drowned.
Yep. Yeah. So what a sad end to a life. A lesson.
I never want to be a celebrity.
Indulgences. A lesson in how not to do things. Is it only celebrities that do this? No. Is it only people who are rich that do this? No. There are plenty of people who live in the worst neighborhoods in the worst parts of the worst cities of our country, and even those who aren't. But there, we all know people who are down and out, who are hooked on drugs. In the black community, it's an outrage.
Sure.
It is in any community, but it seems more to be a problem in the black community for whatever the reason. I don't even know. I like that word, community. Black people seem to be more affected by this, those who don't have any money. And people say, well, that's why they go out and they rob and steal and stuff. I'm sorry, I don't buy that. I buy, and you can find the root. It's not about blame. It's about fixing the problem. So I don't care that a lot of people say that blacks are disadvantaged because of the color of their skin, because you can find plenty of blacks who have achieved royally, and that has been in spite of the color of their skin. More and more people, as much as the news media wants to have this become a cause celeb, more and more people are way beyond the color barrier now. There are some who are still stuck there, no question about it. But do you think that Whitney Houston, in terms of her being black, is that something that stood in her way?
Nope.
Not at all.
Bobby Brown?
No. And Bobby Brown? Well, any of these people who are who do shape a lot of the public's affection, there is a thing that is part of how we're bred and brought up, I think. I've told you the story any number of times of my father and I driving, a car to Florida in the mid-1960s. And it was before the interstate was finished, and 495 was finished through parts of Georgia. We had a flat tire. And we got off the road in this little nowhere town near Brunswick, Georgia. And we went in, pulled in. Father walked up to the guy who ran the tire shop. He looked at my father's the car, the license plate, Massachusetts. He picked up a tire iron, and he came over to my father, and he said, if you don't get out of my GD shop in the next 20 seconds, I'm going to use this on you. And the only reason he did it, because he was an ignorant SOB who had grown up around other ignorant SOBs who didn't like people from the North, because they're still fighting, or at least in that era, in the 60s, they were still fighting the Civil War. 100 years after it was over, these people weren't open to changing at all. And it was inbred. They hated blacks. They hated Yankees. They hated anybody who wasn't just like them.
And there's still people out. I mean,
yeah. Well, there still are today.
Sure.
Yeah, but I think there are fewer of them, Richie.
Oh, yeah.
I think fewer people, the point I'm trying to make, there are fewer people who dislike blacks or dislike people because of their religion, although the people who make the noise about it seem to be more prominent, especially when it comes to religion. The intolerance that we have for others' religions, we've sort of been forced, some of us, you, because I grew up around diversity, and it never was, my children were always amazed knowing what my political philosophies were when I was younger. I mean, my political philosophies are they're different. They've always been different, but they're different now than they were when I was a kid. But I was always the most tolerant person that anybody around me knew, because I guess it never made any difference to me. Nothing like that. And when it came to color of skin especially, I mean, there are a lot of, I have my problems. I will be the first to tell you, I'm pretty intolerant of intolerance. And people who are narrow-minded religious bigots pretty much leave me in the dust. I've had all of that stuff that I can take through my life, and I don't want any more of it. I've had enough of it. And some of you may or may not think that way. You know, it's up to you how to think. I'm not telling you how to think. I never tell you how to think. I may suggest with some of the things like this Andrew Napolitano thing that you can download on our Facebook page. I think we'll put it up on the website for tomorrow, too, Richie, won't we? I think we can get the audio and the video together.
Yeah, we can do that.
And put it in the video of the day or some
sure.
prominent place. Because I really think some real important thinking is going on. Robert, I didn't have time to ask you what you thought. For those who didn't hear, I don't know, should we play it again, Richie?
Well, if you're going to talk about it, we should play it.
Yeah, you need to.
All right, so let's do this. Let's pause for a moment, and then we'll play this Judge Napolitano question without answer video. It's about 4 minutes long. But I don't know. The answer I've come up with is Ron Paul. You may or may not come up with that same answer.
He basically tries to ask the question, what's the difference between all these politicians today?
And there isn't a damn bit of difference between them. Not a dime's worth of difference. You know it, or at least you're beginning to think that, because you see this stuff. We see what Napolitano talks about played out over and over and over and over and over again. So I'm thinking he's got something. So we'll talk about that a little bit in a few minutes. It's 14 after the hour on Good Day.
This programming is brought to you by the GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. To help make sure your GMC is ready for whatever the traffic and weather throw at it, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for our latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
This programming is brought to you by the GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. To help make sure your GMC is ready for whatever the traffic and weather throw at it, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for our latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
All right, so back on Good Day with Judge Andrew Napolitano. And this is from a clip from his weekend television program, which was his last TV show. He was taken off TV after he did this. You can draw your own conclusions about that one way or the other. But it still is an extraordinarily powerful overview of what's become of government.
What if the two-party system was actually a mechanism used to limit so-called public opinion? What if there were more than two sides to every issue, but the two parties wanted to box you into a corner, one of their corners? What if there's no such thing as public opinion? Because every thinking person has opinions that are uniquely his own. What if what we call public opinion was just a manufactured narrative that makes it easier to convince people that if their views are different, then there's something wrong with that, or there's something wrong with them? What if the whole purpose of the Democratic and Republican parties was not to expand voters' choices, but to limit them? What if the widely perceived differences between the two parties was just an illusion? What if the heart of the government policy remains the same, no matter who's in the White House? What if the heart of government policy remains the same, no matter what the people want? What if those vaunted differences between Democrat and Republican were actually just minor disagreements? What if both parties just want power and are willing to have young people fight meaningless wars in order to enhance that power? What if both parties continue to fight the war on drugs just to give bureaucrats and cops bigger budgets and more jobs? What if government policies didn't change when government leaders did? What if no matter who won an election, government stayed the same? What if government was really a revolving door for political hacks bent on exploiting the people once they're in charge? What if both parties supported welfare, war, debt, bailouts, and big government? What if the rhetoric that candidates displayed on the campaign trail was dumped after electoral victory? What if Barack Obama campaigned as an anti-war, pro-civil liberties candidate and then waged senseless wars while assaulting your rights that the Constitution is supposed to protect? What if George W. Bush campaigned on a platform of non-intervention and small government and then waged a foreign policy of muscular military intervention and a domestic policy of vast government borrowing and growth? What if Bill Clinton declared that the era of big government was over, but actually just convinced Republicans like Newt Gingrich that they can get what they want out of big government too? What if the Republicans went along with it? What if Ronald Reagan spent 6 years running for president, promising to shrink the government, but then the government grew while he was in the White House? What if, notwithstanding Reagan's ideas and cheerfulness and libertarian rhetoric, there really was no Reagan revolution at all? What if all this is happening again? What if Rick Santorum is being embraced by voters who want small government, even though Senator Santorum voted for the Patriot Act, for an expansion of Medicare, and for raising the debt ceiling by trillions of dollars? What if Mitt Romney is being embraced by voters who want anyone but Barack Obama, but they don't realize that Mitt Romney might as well be Barack Obama on everything from warfare to welfare? What if Ron Paul is being ignored by the media, not because, as it claims, he's unappealing or unelectable, but because he doesn't fit into the pre-manufactured public opinion mold used by the establishment to pigeonhole the electorate and create the so-called narrative that drives media coverage of elections? What if the biggest difference between most candidates was not substance, but style? What if those stylistic differences were packaged as substantive ones to reinforce the illusion of a difference between Democrats and Republicans? What if Mitt Romney wins and ends up continuing most of the same policies that Barack Obama promoted? What if Barack Obama's policies, too, are merely extensions of those from George W. Bush? What if a government that manipulated us could be fired? What if a government that lacked the true and knowing consent of the governed could be dismissed? What if it were possible to have a real game changer? What if we need a Ron Paul to preserve and protect our freedoms from the government?
Pretty
what
powerful.
If we can make elections matter again?
Yeah, pretty powerful stuff, Judge Napolitano. We'll talk about it a little bit more later on in this hour of Good Day, 21 after the hour.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Birthday time on Good Day, the 13th of February, Monday, and Peter Tork, bass player for the Monkees, represented here by I'm Not Your Stepping Stone, but there are plenty of other creations that come from their world of music. Last Train to Clarksville, I'm a Believer, Daydream Believer among them. Peter Halstead Torkelson is his real name. So Peter Tork, born in the state 1942, makes him 70. Actress Carol Lindley's birthday is today, Richie. She was in the Poseidon Adventure.
Wow.
Return to Peyton Place. She had that nice, soft, sort of blonde look. Remember her, Roberta? Carol Lindley?
Yep, sure
yeah.
did.
Yep. Actor Bo Svenson, who is in a lot of action flicks like Delta Force.
Walking Tall, right?
Yep. Heartbreak Ridge, North Dallas 40, Private Obsession. Yes, you have him right. That's also another one of these guys you'd recognize if you saw him. Born in the state, 1941. Born in the state, 1940, Robert Eaton, who served as the COO of the Chrysler Corporation and became fairly well known in that position before Lee Iacocca came in. Kim Novak, the actress, born in the state 1933. Chuck Yeager, the pilot who broke the sound barrier. His story was the movie The Right Stuff, born in the state 1923. Let's see, who else? Oh, George Segal, did I mention him? The actor who was in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Touch of Class, Look Who's Talking Now. Yeah, a ton of them. He was in the action war flick The Bridge at Remagen. I remember him there. He was celebrating his birthday over the weekend. We give him a little credit, though. Born in 1934. Peter Gabriel's birthday is today. What's his connection?
Peter Gabriel was the lead singer of Genesis.
Oh!
And then left Genesis for his solo career.
Yeah.
Before Phil Collins stepped up from the drums into the front of Genesis and took over.
But Peter Gabriel nowhere near as successful as Phil Collins.
No, Phil Collins had a more successful career. Genesis was more successful with Phil Collins in front, and Phil Collins' solo career was more successful.
But his voice was very similar. Similar voice, though, to Phil Collins in many ways.
I guess you could go there.
Yeah. Stockard Channing, whose real name is Susan Stockard, actress born in the state 1944. I don't think she looks at all like she is, what would that make her, 68?
Yeah, she looks pretty good.
Wow. She does. She was the wife of the president in the West Wing, for those of you who are trying to put her together. But she's been in a lot of movies, a lot of movies. Grew up in suburban Boston, as a matter of fact, South Suburban Boston, South Shore, and has lots of connections there still. Born in the state 1944, as well as Stockard Channing, was Jerry Springer, who's having his 68th birthday today. no interest in slowing down or stopping. I think that's probably a good thing because there's a market for what he does.
I don't know what it is. But.
All right, David Naughton.
Oh, my goodness.
61 today. He's making it. So what else did he have? He had a song called Body Bags. He was an actor, I think, too.
Yeah. Did he do one of those Werewolves of London movies?
Yes, Werewolf in London. Right, you got a good memory. Good for you.
Wow.
Andy Gagliardi, bass player for Foreigner, is 60 today. There's that. Tony Butler, bass player for Big Country, 55. Harvest Home, one of their songs. Fields of Fire. Wonderland, is that right?
Yep.
I don't know this that much. Todd Harrell, bass player for Three Doors Down.
Another song. Great song.
Yeah. And Kelly Hugh, actress in Martial Law, Growing Pains, The Doors, The Bold and the Beautiful. She was in Nash Bridges. You would recognize her from being in that show. So happy birthday to all the folks celebrating. And if today's your birthday, that's a cool thing. Happy birthday from all of us here on Good Day. 28 past the hour.
Daffy Duck as you remember him and as you've never seen him before. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Greetings. My name is Daffy. There's no other duck like me.
Of course, that's the voice of the great Mel Blanc. The song is called Daffy's Rhapsody and was a hit record for Capitol back in 1953. Now, nearly 60 years later, Warner Brothers is using that same classic recording as the soundtrack for an all-new Daffy Duck cartoon short. You can see it in theaters as the opening bonus short with the adventure film Journey to Mysterious Island, starring Dwayne Johnson and Michael Caine. In the new cartoon, Daffy is, of course, being hunted down by Elmer Fudd, and during the wild chase, Daffy sings that song, bitterly complaining about being perpetually shot at. With new orchestration and digitally restored sound, as Daffy, Blanc has never sounded better.
Hunters to the right of me, hunters to the left I see, over hill, over dale, who is living, there's no rest and there's no peace, hope you can ever see, more to live through the night, that's why I look like your brother, bang.
Naturally, this is 2012, and instead of the old-fashioned hand-drawn method, Daffy and Elmer are rendered in 3D computer animation. I was kind of worried about that. I couldn't recall ever really being satisfied by the look of my old 2D favorites in 3D. And that's perhaps the most pleasant surprise of Daffy's Rhapsody. Director Matthew O'Callaghan has a pitch-perfect take on these old characters. The gestures, expressions, and quirky little mannerisms are worthy of the best of Warner's animation giants like Chuck Jones and Tex Avery. I know you may not really want to see Dwayne Johnson battle giant lizards on Mysterious Island, but you just might want to buy a ticket anyway. This new breakthrough in classic computer animation, paired with the genius of Mel Blanc, makes Daffy's Rhapsody the best visit we've had to Toontown in a very long time. I'm Bill Newcott.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's 33 minutes after the hour, 27 before the new hour, on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Roberta Fasanelli in New York. I'm in Los Angeles. We have just listened to another run-through of the Judge Napolitano question. The presidential race is the focus. The two major parties being criticized. The suggestion sounded to me like we need Ron Paul. Your thought on this, Roberta? I'd be curious because you have normally left of center leanings in some.
Well, I agree with everything he says, and I'll go beyond Ron Paul. I want Mayor Bloomberg as president.
I don't disagree with that. I think
Bloomberg
you're right.
has done extraordinary things for this city. He owes no one. He has his own money. He doesn't really have, everybody has a political agenda.
Yep.
But he calls the shot. He's a New Yorker, and New Yorkers call the shots the way we see them.
Why does he continue to say he doesn't want to run for president? Why do you think, because he's been asked any number of times, would you please run? And he seems to always decline.
Well, because first of all, he knew that as long as he was mayor, if he ran for president, he would never get the New York vote.
Ah.
Because we want to keep him as mayor.
Ah.
Don't forget, this is the guy who was elected for a third term, when third terms are not allowed. Think about it. We said, no, you're doing too good a job. You're staying here, mister.
Yeah.
Don't even
and most
think
people,
of going
depending
to Washington.
Not on their political stripes, have supported this guy. I think he gets 65, like two-thirds of the vote. Of New Yorkers in the last election, and big turnout numbers.
He's transformed the city. It's the safest big city in the world.
All right, so then what you think what Napolitano says has merit?
I think he's 100% right.
Yeah, I do too, frankly. Richie, you sort of listened to this now.
Yeah.
We've played it a couple of times since you've been there.
You know, the first person I think of is, what's her name, Cindy, the woman whose son was killed in Iraq, and she picketed George Bush all those years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What? Not the one who's the football player.
No.
The father has
I know who you're talking
Cindy,
about, yeah.
What's her face? Anyway, she picketed George Bush saying, you know, unjust war, this and that and this and that. And then Obama gets in, and Napolitano's right. Nothing really changed. He just kind of continued.
More big government.
What
more,
Bush was going to do. And they're right. Under Clinton, the era of big government is over, and the contract with America. Sheehan, thank you. Contract with America. None of that stuff really changed. And a lot of people will blame the Democrats for government growing under Reagan, but Reagan promised that government wouldn't grow, and it did.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, really, really think, this is my black chopper hat going on, that these guys run on one thing, and then once they get sat down in the Oval Office, they get a folder handed to them, opened up, and said...
And they go, oops.
And they go, oh, really?
Just reality.
Okay, all right. Let me see. How am I going to handle this now? Yeah. And I don't think that they can do anything.
Well, then we need to do something about it ourselves. And my son, who loves to tweak me, says, Dad, it's always been this way. It will always be this way. You can't do anything about it. So don't worry about it. Just live your life
you can do the best you can.
But I can't accept that. I can't.
Well,
but
here's,
this country was made because we were able to do something about
it. Okay, so now listen to this. As sort of food for the Napolitano message, Osama bin Laden's family, according to his fifth wife, was told to go to the West, get a good education, live your life either in Europe or America, and enjoy. Do not do what I'm doing. I'm doing it for other reasons which you will not understand. That is, don't follow him down the road to jihad. But the reason that I bring this up is because I believe, as I have thought with many of these other people, Saddam Hussein included, that bin Laden was a creation of the West. That bin Laden created...
Oh, wait a minute.
He took the opportunity to stir the pot. He took his father's money. He was very wealthy in the oil business, pipeline business, shipping business, or whatever it is, construction, and was the perfect candidate to stir the pot. He, for whatever the reason, very well-educated guy, he decided to go down a different path for whatever his socially dysfunctional reasons. And so the creation of this terror and this war was a way for him to do the same thing that we're criticizing these political parties here and elsewhere. Taking information, Hitler did it, manipulating the public, or at least a group of people, into doing what you want them to do, and sending them out and doing it. How is that different from what Napolitano said has been done here, sending our boys out to fight for what? And remember who the connections that bin Laden had and his family, who were they with? Mm-hmm. And think about Saddam Hussein and who those connections were with. The bin Laden family has been friends, some of it outwardly, some of it inwardly, with the Bush family, going back 70 years. And the same can be said for Saddam Hussein, especially with relationships that he had with Rumsfeld and Cheney. I mean, these people went to each other's homes, shared family time. So, you know, some of that stuff you just can't hide. You want to believe what you want to believe. I get it. It's comfortable to believe there are bad guys and good guys. The good guys in white hats, bad guys in black hats, then good guys ride off into the sunset. However, I think that there is a lot of nonsense wrapped around all of that. And Napolitano points it out.
You know, it's the one of the big stories going around today in the news is the new budget where they're going to try and cut $4 trillion from the spending from the next 10 years. What's our annual budget?
Now it's almost $3 trillion.
Right.
Yeah.
So what is...
Nothing. It's meaningless. It's just nonsense.
Why don't they cut $1 trillion a year for the next 10 years? Cut it down to $2 trillion.
Right. Yeah.
Cheap.
Right. So we all think that there's something to this, and I'm going to continue to expose people to these ideas during the course of, you know, next week or whatever. Somebody else will say the same thing. But it certainly is worth our thought. Roberta, however, normally does some great things that aren't... I mean, I'm interested in everybody's point of view on lots of different things. I love Roberta's work that she does in the Queen of Cheap Box for all of you to save money. A lot of this stuff is cumulative. Today's deals from Amazon, Restaurant.com, and so forth and so on.
Lots of Valentine's Day stuff
there,
too.
Yeah, okay. So what else do you have? Come on, this is a challenge. You know, the Roberta challenge. Let's pick up the gauntlet there, Roberta.
Well, you know, some people clip a lot of coupons, Doug. You know, they think that by clipping coupons, you go to the store and you save money. But in reality, the coupons that you clip, how much of that stuff would you buy if you didn't have a coupon? So, I mean, that's a way that you're really not saving money, that you're wasting money. Or you can go to, there's a website you could go to called Vitacost.com where you don't need the coupons to get the savings on the items that you really want, because all of their items are up to 50% off. And we're talking about stuff like natural and organic foods. We're talking about vitamins and supplements and health and beauty products, even some of your better household essentials. You'll all find at VitaCost.com. And you don't need the coupon. You'll get the savings. The stuff is up to 50% off. And the best thing that you won't get with a coupon, Doug, is if you spend $49, they'll ship it to your door free. And you know, when you're buying a lot of this stuff, especially if you're buying stuff like soaps and things like that, you know how heavy this stuff is. You don't want to lug this to your house. Yeah. So they deliver it to you free. You get great money savings because the stuff is already discounted. So you just go to Vitacost.com, take the cost out of healthy living.
So there's that, plus something else at DougStefan.com. Side that information, when you log on to go find the things Roberta's talking about, you'll see at the top of pretty much every page at DougStefan.com, the TurboTax logo, because we've teamed up with TurboTax to help you win a brand new laptop computer.
Ooh,
not just any
brand
new laptop computer. No, you probably couldn't.
You're excluded.
Your name.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Now, with the laptop, you get TurboTax Premier Generation software that helps to keep your finances in shape, do your tax work, all of that great stuff. So if you want to win a brand new laptop or one of 20 other prizes, then you just go to DougStefan.com and click on the TurboTax logo. It'll bring you step-by-step info to get you the maximum information about this and the maximum refund as well. Visit DougStefan.com. Look for the TurboTax logo for that free new laptop.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love. Find us near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Child Obesity 180 is kicking off a nationwide contest called the Active Schools Acceleration Project, or ASAP, to find schools that are doing the best jobs of keeping kids active and fit. The group is working with First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign to help reverse the trend of childhood obesity. Funding comes from the nation's leading health plans, according to ASAP charter member David Cordani, president and CEO of Cigna.
As a father of two, I'm very concerned that the percentage of overweight or obese children in America has doubled in the past 20 years. That's why many of the leaders in the health insurance sector are taking concrete steps to improve the health of our nation's youth. The best way to have a healthy life is to start by being an active child in the first place.
ASAP is calling for entries from schools that have come up with creative and fun ways to keep kids active. The contest will award a total of $500,000 in prizes. To nominate your school program, visit www.activeschoolsasap.org.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residents of the U.S., UK, and Canada. Swing back, you know. And 229-12 for rules at ConstantContact.com.
In honor of Black History Month, Macy's and the Romare Bearden Foundation celebrate the 100th birthday of the African-American artist, innovator, and visionary, Romare Bearden. Join us at select Macy's locations nationwide for inspiring events that showcase his artwork and celebrate his legacy. Check your local newspapers or visit Macy's.com/celebrate for locations and details. Join us as we celebrate Black History Month. That's the magic of Macy's.
Join us at Facebook. You'll become one of our friends. A lot of material there about Whitney Houston today. As a matter of fact, our poll at DougStephan.com asks you to tell us what your favorite Whitney Houston song is. There's a lot of that going around today. And by the way, Richie, over the weekend, we asked people if they were going to go see the Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
53% said, no, I've seen it. Don't see the point in seeing it again. You will if you understand how 3D works. I had seen it, but it's been, what, 18 years or so since
that movie
was made.
Yeah, it looked good on the big screen. It really did.
Yeah, it is a good, and it was interesting with the 3D. It wasn't genuine 3D. It wasn't always in 3D.
Yeah, it's not like the lasers were flying out into the thing, but it gave it a lot of depth and a lot more texture.
Yep. So 53% said no, they'd seen it before. 19% of you said maybe if I can get to a matinee. That's when I saw it, a matinee. 15% said, yeah, I want to see it in 3D. 13% said, I have a DVD, so I doubt it. But a lot of people did go see it. A lot of people went to the movies this weekend. That's kind of cool. It's nice to go and just get your mind out of whatever's going on. And there's some good respite at the movies currently. It's 11 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
Fambruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fambruary. That's right, Fambruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residents of the U.S., UK, and Canada. Swing back, you know. And 229-12 for rules at ConstantContact.com.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ooh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Coast to coast and beyond, people are talking about her life and her death. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The shocking news came this past Saturday night. News that 48-year-old Whitney Houston was found dead in her room at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. The assistant chief coroner of Los Angeles County, Ed Winter, telling reporters that an autopsy was performed yesterday and that foul play is not suspected at this time. Winter also confirming that Houston was found in a bathtub in her room, but he was not willing to engage in the rampant speculation about the cause of death.
There's reports that she maybe was drowned, or did she overdose? But no, we won't make a final determination until all the tests are in.
Results of those tests won't be in for several weeks, according to officials. Reaction to Whitney Houston's death was seen and felt virtually everywhere. There were tears that flowed at the church in Newark, New Jersey, where Houston sang in a choir as a young girl. Parishioners at the New Hope Baptist Church said it felt like losing a family member.
I was raised in this church. I considered Whitney to be family to me.
It hurt just to hear. It was like my sister going.
Whitney Houston was scheduled to attend a pre-Grammys event Saturday night. On last night's Grammy Awards, seen on CBS, Houston was remembered, many performers and presenters speaking of her during the show, with Jennifer Hudson offering a moving tribute by singing a song Dolly Parton wrote, but one that Whitney Houston made her own.
And
we will have more about the Grammy Awards show a bit later. First, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, David Davis for Stone Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's programs and family fun guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. A few Utah resorts picking up a little bit of fresh snow over the weekend. We kick off this week with pretty much every trail wide open, like at Park City. 110 trails with some day and night skiing. They picked up a few inches over the weekend. The same for Deer Valley now, riding on practically every trail with over 20 lifts at Deer Valley. Diamond Peak in Nevada cruising up over 20 trails from 5 lifts. They ski on 85% of their mountain. While at Schweitzer in Idaho at full operation, that's almost 3,000 acres. Mount Hood Meadows in Oregon picking up snow in the last 4 days, about a half foot worth. They have 87 trails. Whistler Blackcomb in British Columbia, all 200 trails and near full operation. Checking out spots in the eastern mountains, like Shawnee Mountain into Pennsylvania, riding up over 20 trails there day and night. In Virginia, Massanutten riding on 10 runs. Get $5 off ticket deals at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The market closed out last week with some losses. The Dow dropped 89 points last Friday, ending the day at 12,801. S&P down 9 points. NASDAQ gave back 23. In case you missed it, the results of Maine's Republican presidential caucus were released over the weekend. Mitt Romney, the winner, Congressman Ron Paul finishing a close second. Paul, on CBS's Face the Nation, said he was disappointed about something.
We were disappointed that the one county where we have done the best in the past, and we were expected to do the best in the past, they canceled their caucus.
Why does it always seem Paul is chuckling at the end of every sentence? Let's check those prices at the pump now. According to the Nationwide Lundberg Survey, the average price for a gallon of regular right now is at $3.51. That's up 12 cents a gallon over the past 3 weeks alone. There's at least one person today who doesn't care about the escalating price of gas. We're talking about Powerball. One ticket sold somewhere in Rhode Island that matched all the numbers this past Saturday night with a jackpot of $336 million. Business at the box office this past weekend.
She doesn't remember me.
Her memory is going to improve with time.
The romantic drama The Vow, number one this past weekend with $41.7 million. And finally, back to last night's Grammy Awards on CBS. It was a very big night for this incredibly talented young lady. Multiple Grammys for Adele, who not only won, but performed this song as well, which turned out to be Record of the Year. And that's not all.
And the Grammy goes to 21, Adele!
Album of the Year for Adele, who won 6 Grammys in all. But for many of us, it was a joy to see and hear some legendary performers, too. The Beach Boys reuniting to sing last night. Paul McCartney took the stage twice, and there was a wonderful tribute to Glen Campbell. Glenn himself took the stage to sing one of his signature songs.
I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on.
Announced not long ago, he is battling Alzheimer's, he's on tour, and he sounded great last night. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Shift.